Then I took up sewing. And now I do tailoring. So I does well. So I learned a lot like that, watching what other people do.
Now I want to ask you, first let me start by asking you about the different parts of the city.
Mm-hmm.
What are the major parts of the city?
Well, that was one of the things, that we didn't go any place. We were children that, where we lived out there, it was pretty rough. We was living in Irish town. And it was right rough out there. They had a thing they called dice.
Yeah.
I don't know if they probably still have them. Well, there was an alley called Guns Alley. And these people used to shoot dice out in there. The police was always chasing them. So my parents didn't allow us out. My father built a high raised fence around our yard. And we played in the yard. We had all sorts of toys to play with. And we played inside. We didn't go outside. The only time we went out is when we had to go to the grocery or if our parents took us out. Now, sometimes we had little blocks along the fence. And we climbed those blocks and head over the fence and look out like that. Because he was afraid that something would happen to us, you know. And my mother was ill all the time.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Okay.
I was hitting the table. So, anyways, we climb and look over the fence at things like that. But we had a happy life. We loved the way we live. we had this, in the house we had this, fireplace too. We used to burn logs in there.
Alright, tell me about that.
We had this big fireplace and some of the same logs my father used to cut. He had a two-man saw.
Yeah.
And him and my brother used to get on each end of the saw and they'd pull that saw backwards and forth and they would cut this wood, these tree limbs,
yeah,
in the size to fit the fireplace. And we'd throw these logs in there and make a nice big fire. And during the Christmas time, the holidays, that's when it was fun. Each one of us would hang a stocking. Not fancy stockings like they have now. We would take one of our ordinary stockings and just each one, my mother would tack it on the side of the mantelpiece. And we'd burn these logs and we'd sit there and watch them. It was time for Santa Claus to come. Well, we'd go into the living room and they wouldn't make a fire in that log because Santa Claus was supposed to come down. I'm sorry, they wouldn't make the fire in the fireplace in the living room because Santa Claus was supposed to come down there.
Down the
chimney. And so we always sit around and wait. So my mother said, it's time to go to bed. When Santa Claus comes, he'll call you. So my father dressed in a Santa Claus red suit that my mother had made for him. And he was the Santa Claus. And do you know, I was a girl, 13 years old before I knew was Santa Claus, who was Santa Claus. And so my father would dress, my mother would say, here comes Santa Claus. And here he done put smut all over his clothes, all over him, like as though he came down the chimney. And he would issue out our toys to us. And then he'd say, well, I think I'll go out the door. I won't go back up the chimney because it was too hard coming down. And we kids thought that was the truth. That's how we grew up. And we used to make those peanuts in the ashes. My mother, she'd buy raw peanuts and we'd put them in the ashes and we'd parch them. We used to cook sweet potatoes in the hot ashes. You'd put it underneath there where the coals drop. And in our wood stove the same way, we had a little part of the stove where when you burn your wood, because you could put coal in the stove, our wooden stove burned wood and coal. You know what you call stone coal?
No, what was that?
Well, it's a hard coal. It's hard for me to explain. It's a hard coal. It's harder than charcoal. It's like a rock. And you would put that, after you got your fire started good, you put this coal in there, and it would burn for a long time.